tienes.
We have found over time that the first time the
that existence of clarity can respond to the people taking their reports, the annual reports out in the month of September. And then section 65 to the CCMA says that where the report has been delayed, you should be advised to you and the advising of the member.
But thank you very much. Non-usual of the let us deal with this.
Technology, that's more important.
And within National E, one of the biggest departments is in such the National E business unit is the Department of Home Affairs, which I would now like to believe that it has been one of the departments which is responsible for the communication part. Last year we had a Kenya, and they have done a lot of work in terms
pretty cold, but he got the media to do the The content of the engagement is with the group that has had the continuously in response to the ever-changing needs of the environment and the stakeholders. And as we continue to shuffle our focus in
for the tax about 5 hours, and moon. Meaning all the provinces of one province will send to
thank you, Mr. Sanyan. The delay of the transmission of the financial statements by the passenger company. There was an indication of admission at the end that it indicated that it is delayed to the contract number should be very good. And also, but I wanted to find out that if there any report that is not to the department, and
we come to the house.
indicated to an ex-Yugoslav bank or a repressed Yugoslav bank once, often on the many months. It's not the only one wants to take on that, which I must say is where it's a problem. Often the issue is not very attentive. Then you'll find the next person to go would be the CEO, and these would be voluntary resignations often. And this forms a pattern. And that pattern continues over one or two time periods, with the result that the newcomer to the organization, with leadership positions, often battles against groups with issues or in resolving those issues. So we hear from one year to the next that this specific organization is a problem. It's often different people that are taking responsibility for those problems in those different perspectives. It's not that often the same. So what often happens in the board when we would end up firing the CEO, if they don't seem to move on the call. The problem is, the incoming candidates, although they might be really good at what they do, the situation they walk into can sometimes be so difficult that even for the best of us, it takes a long term view to get those controls and get the organization back on track. And to change the attitude and mindset of not only the leadership, but also the middle management, operational side, what it is to adopt that new approach and new attitude of wanting to do things in terms of best practice, of doing the best all the time, of making sure we have zero error occurring. So that's the little process. There are, however, not necessarily once we look at the circumstances which gave rise to the irregularities, often qualifications, constraints, determine what is under their control and what is not under their control. But at the end of the day, the act itself is really clear in terms of accountability. That the accounting officer must have accountability for what is happening for the organization. And the question is always got to be the qualifications, but what did you do, Mr. or Mrs. accounting officer, to address those issues during the course of the year? What processes do you have in place that should have identified these shortcomings, irregularities, a lot earlier within your control system? Most of the time the questions that need to be answered, because if the auditor develops what he handles, then we're supposed to look at Section 38 of the Act to start seeing the management schedule. And it is not uncommon, and as one of the members here will well be aware, the project itself had a number of instances where the chairperson of the committee and as a result of the hearing and the findings during that public accounts committee, that advice to the minister and request the minister to keep institute disciplinary action or take the necessary steps in dealing with that specific accounting officer or CFO. Or the other individuals may have been responsible for that lack of accountability and the amount of administration. I think Section 38 is clearly clear in terms of its intentions. I think what made it difficult is the actual practicality of the committee in carrying out Section 38. I do believe that a lot of the council officers, you will find there's a lot of discipline that are followed within departments and entities during the course of the year as well. And this one looks really carefully at the notes behind financial statements in annual reports, you often get a fair indication of the extent to which the department has addressed shortcomings through the listing of various actions taken in the institution. I think the DAG and AG have always made it very, very clear that what is most important is the tone at the top of the organisation, and that comes from the accounting office and the AG department. That's a pretty key important in terms of the attitude, approach, and behavior, and things that staff must take their work low down in the middle and operational levels within the office. Moving on to the interesting question regarding the legality of the evasion school. Firstly, if I can just make mention that in terms of the peer domain, we have a chapter which actually deals with the issue of the transitional arrangements. And if I can just firstly just draw attention to
kind of all the decisions we take to go with our understanding. Are you well funded? Because this is linked to choose the best and testing, coaching, outsourcing, part of work, for the magnitude, for the volume of work that's supposed to be. Are you well funded? If you are, what is your trade? Because we need to advise other entities to be well funded. If not, what are you doing about it? To what extent, therefore, does this impact to your truth? Because I mean, for me, this is very interesting. To what extent, in terms of the issue of capacity, getting the right people, the right team to execute the job that you have to do. Thank you.
Thank you. The realignment of departments, national departments, and obviously the setting up of the ministry in presidency of managing evaluation is going to cause you to relook at your schedule and who's responsible for what. Is there going to be any structured interaction between the Office of Policy General and the ministry in presidency responsible for monitoring evaluation? Other than, I know they're responsible for policy monitoring, but financial monitoring.
Thank you.
that based on our structure of the system, as well as the model that we have in the system, it means that we will not be compromised in our ability to do the order of the world. We try to in accordance with the needs that we have in the system. There is no giving up of the system. Make sure that funds that we need are being used for the development of the system. And the role of all speakers, this one is one of them, to the general idea of the development of the system. Among many different organizations in the world, one can do that through the international organization of the system. Because we are one of them, if not the only one, that will generate. Many other organizations around the world came to their funding directly from other countries. However, not if we settle for this option, because we're against this option, and we didn't back here with the central committee for the EU, and we believe that the current Thank you.
contain or are informed of what will come to each. Those are interrelated in the decision making. What matters is that we, is the court had to intervene and see some of those calibrations. So we, through all the rigorous control this what is planned, if Kurds still have a conflict of each, we can use it to unwind processes. I think that's a concern.
that because it's got so many factors to do with the financial management, and the financial management are only a result of the economy of the last time we have financial management of the community of the year. The CFMA regulates the submission of accountability information in the data by requiring that accounting officers and authorities submit within a period of 6 months after financial year.
Decided by the two groups to say that for this report for now we are not comfortable with
sharing, just to give you a demonstration and things you are sharing us, how it is that in your workshop for the other issues. Then there is group G of reports where scope of authority then say we are going to scrutinize this report and then we are going to pass a resolution on what we'd like to be in the next project or probably the other issues that the police and general machine things and follow up or probably the same timelines that have been given. But for now, we will also not call it a hearing. And in those particular processes of groups, some of also start engaging in the resolution of the National Assembly to say this is what we as SCOPA are saying, and if that does not materialize, SCOPA may end up doing a hearing. And if you look into that category, we say that SCOPA will then communicate with the department, give from the responses of the department, SCOPA is satisfied, SCOPA will say yes, we draft the resolution and we use it in the announcement stating in that committee. However, SCOPA is not taking the declarations that take place, then SCOPA is in particular case may call a hearing. And that then the agenda that is then in a way elevated to category A, which then chapter that takes you to category A. Category A are those groups of reports where SCOPA in the method and criteria that will come to now decides that there is a need for a hearing to conduct a certain recommendation or resolution taken on this particular groups of reports or parties in the country. And yes, Mr. Hensley, this would be probably your serial offender that falls into that category, coming from each group. And what then starts taking place in this particular type of a grouping of reports would be the preparation for the hearing itself, which involves the treaty by the Auditor General of South Africa. If it is a report that is not written by the Auditor General of South Africa, SCOPA then liaises directly with the auditor's consent in that regard. And in some instances, assistance is requested directly from the Auditor General, but by and large, that directly to the auditor with the Auditor General is not in the audit. And then, of course, the resolution, the hearing takes place, the briefing is conducted by the Auditor General of South Africa, and the members of the Auditor General, the executive team, together with the executive that are in here, are probably the people that will probably be taking you through most of the support, depending on what type of responsibilities that happen by their staff. Those should be the people that will be helping in the category A support by their staff. There is also, in both category A and B, also communication between SCOPA and ourselves on data and filing and probably information on some of the issues that are pertinent to the body before SCOPA finalizes the resolution. And once resolutions then are tabled to the ATC, debated and approved and submitted to the department as a SCOPA resolution, while the Police General of South Africa then starts following up, I think the head of police indicated that for each and every report is actually being indicated when you have which one and where has been SCOPA resolutions are implemented. That by and large is the SCOPA method of policing now referring education to any part, which group would then be using it is where the faculty that we have would distribute normally transcripts and resolutions to members of the previous encounter with the student department. And the researcher would also go around and look for other background notes and other business information. In this process, they also sometimes do sensitive questions to ask to find more about the body. If they are pushing you, want you to conduct a hearing, they feel that they are getting additional answers that are required. And when the hearing is concerned, so-called normal request briefing from the original area. In fact, I think it has happened in all men as well as in a hearing. And on the hearing themselves, that is just each level chairperson, the accounting officer invited to the hearing and the executive authority, i.e. the minister for the department of concerned to be kept informed. And unless there is a need for scooper to one meeting to call the minister, but so far they are not happening. Where scooper was unable to do their job if the minister is not present. Then the accounting officers bring in their support staff and help them, but I think the primary focus of scooper from the past FSN, I think, is only focusing on the director general themselves to the answer to scooper question. And then when they are contesting this during the hearing FSN, secretaries will follow up with queries later after the hearing with the department. And in the past, I remember there's been quite a number of instances where, depending on what the department has said and followed up by school, but there's been an issue sometimes in the following month because of issues where there has not been a much satisfaction from school, but in terms of the progress of what has happened in the previous case. Then, chapter 10, school and researchers will start waiting and meeting draft on the solution and again, the Auditor General of our hospital will be requested on some of the issues in drafting whether just to make sure that from a technical point of view in the findings of the Auditor General, the new solutions, especially as it pertains to technical or spectral findings by the Auditor General, are standardized and are not in contradiction to what the Auditor General has actually wanted because the department is used as a review coach to get out of their accountability. And then and the super group would then summarize their resolutions for the particular hearing and then would submit them to plenary for discussion and once adopted by the plenary, then they are interviewed and submitted in the initial assembly for adoption by the initial assembly. Parliament, as long as we all other reports, I think they do anything of all publications and resolutions that are able to be reported for super. The report then which are the recommendations and made it in the House and the Speaker would then submitting the resolutions to the Minister because it's the Minister that would have been answered to formally in Parliament on what they are doing or calling now. And of course, that also enables the Auditor General to include them in their next, depending on when the resolution is completed, in their next policy cycle to be able to follow up whether what has been recommended by SOPA is being followed up in whatever manner. Either as is the department has accepted it or even for any other mechanism to learn the program by the department and in some instances school back to them need assurance from the Auditor General of the hospital that indeed the resolutions or the recent action plan or program of action that is being implemented, the findings that have been done. And then let's assessment will then conclude in a brief, very brief manner then the scope cycle for a particular policy cycle, in this case the GSMG cycle because we are the national. On this holding, we indicate the timing which is based on Parliament's own program and the first period. The scope is good today for dealing with the policy cycle on an annual basis. Immediately from September, when the reports are being tabled to October, SCOMPA would analyze
and prioritize things, are important, categorize them in A, B, and C, and you think these are three different single groups, area groups. In other words, each group is allocated the equitable distribution of reports or portfolios by the two super groups. And that we allocate each report allocated to each member for the community to look in particular reports that is present in their particular group of support. Then normally from January to April, scope out the schedule again for the immediate public point, and then the hearing then will be conducted through other children. And then once the hearing has been done, the business has been conducted, the engagement with the Hutia General has been taken place, then during April to May, this is where the Hutia General is designated that meeting is the next policy. Then that's when SCOPA then starts producing and adopting resolutions on those days. And then of course, normally from the new program, SCOPA will attend to other reports that are taken in first report, or performance police reports that sometimes get discussed at the SCOPA institution on site talks or site visits, and I think that's when SCOPA is being done there. But in between all this, like I would like to say, where sometimes slightly different thinking of different indicators that have happened. But by and large, this is the method that SCOPA has adopted. And as Bruce Douglas also spoke at the youth to do this huge work of work. Chairperson, we say therefore, we say that the major reason for the SCOPA to revise the 16th report is SCOPA is a member of work. I think Chairperson, time is not taken, but I think there was a specific question, a request that we give an indication, for example, of a previous hearing where there was a briefing by the Hutia General, there's a police report, there's a briefing, and there's two solutions that have done. We've got copies of that in the text, and we specifically chosen the Department of Correctional Services. But given some constraints, I don't know whether there will be a need for us from the members to be able to go through that, or whether maybe the committee will want to to do that for some other time. But then we also say that using the time preparation that has happened within 2006, the last term of parliament, or from the last year of the term of parliament, that the supercomputer did and conference the overhead program for the
Having a meeting that is allowed or forbidden in the government in the same that with your Mustafa to say allow us to spread our teachings in the meeting for the state. This is a problem.
Also Because in addition to asking the members here, in terms of who reports and who appears in terms of the case is, members should go through the document itself. Because in chapter 7, it came to outline the different responsibilities of the 69. She outlined their responsibilities as ministers in terms of the various departments. And also the members should then refer back to what the CFMA said about accounting in terms of finances. I don't want us to pay attention to the quarterly discussion that we'll be having, but just to clarify members that there's a lot of information in this document which can assist in terms of understanding why we took certain decisions in the last, in the third parliament in terms of appearance of ministers. I remember there was one minister who appeared. And the committee was very, very uncomfortable because in some instances, in terms of relationships, you find the minister sitting there having a very close relationship with DG and protecting the DG, which then plays a problem for members to be able to take forward the work that they intend to do that committee.
Very much. And I do think that given the issue that the one member of the union is comfortable, it could be that the question is established until we have reached a common understanding or take a position I know. So, I would say
question, you know what happened? You have to ask the question, is that it? But people have traveled all the way, they come here with all of this time, but begin with. So, the B and A categorization is the values have a friend. Can we never hear about them? Or can we send questions to them and
these are punishable by law. People that are initiated with you. But I'm just thinking to what extent or to what point are we going to see that coming to fruit?
Thank you.
problems that they had, one and a half approaching the 150,000 or property that they were aware of. And I think we have a case short, one and a half developing an economy, how to cover the car. And we see the issue of identification and regulation of this property. I think we're talking about 15 years now, talking about inflation.
Earlier to the situation of quantum and so on, we engage
much